Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being salt and light in the world, was recorded at our Summer Family Bible Conference and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
So whether he's talking about himself or just talking about the disciples of Jesus, the point that's being made is that at one time, the disciples knew Jesus through their five senses in a physical, natural way. But now they don't know him that way anymore. Now you need to think about this, because this is really important. And to me, this is one of the keys to walking by faith and knowing God, is to recognize that you just can't really know God through your five senses. And this is where a lot of people stumble. There are so many people that come to me and they say, "But would you please pray for me that God would just show me his love?" And with a lot of people, what they mean is they want some emotional experience. They want to feel the presence of God. They want to have a goosebump going up and down their spine. They want to have a revelation. They would like to hear an audible voice or to see a vision. I don't know how many of you were serving the Lord back 20 years ago when the Charismatic Move had this thing about the glory cloud, and everybody was prophesying that the glory cloud was going to come into their meetings, and they were wanting gold dust in their Bible. I remember that a woman came up to me in North Carolina and says, "Look at this," and she opened her Bible, and I said, "What?" She says, "Do you see the gold dust?" And I looked and I went like that. You'd have thought I cussed or did something worse. Boy, she got really mad. I just think that stuff's silly. Somebody, "Well, don't you believe that happened?" Well, it could happen, but who cares? You know what? My faith isn't in whether I've got some gold dust in my Bible or whether I've had a goosebump up and down my spine or whether I've heard the angels singing or saw a glory cloud. I remember Pastor Dan Funkhauser over here was talking one time about he thought he saw the glory cloud, and then he put his glasses on and realized his eyes going bad. Do you remember saying that? But people are always looking for some way to contact God in some physical way that's going to take away faith. That doesn't work. Now, is this to say that God hasn't ever done anything physical? No, he has. God can manifest. God has, the angels have appeared. But I guarantee you, if that's what you're waiting on, you are going to be a mess. You are not going to consistently walk with God. That is not the nature of God. The Lord said without faith, it's impossible to please him. God wants you to know him by faith. And this is what Paul is talking about. At one time, they could recognize Jesus. They could tell you how tall he was, what color his hair was, what color his eyes were, what his facial features were like. At one time, they knew him in a physical way. But now, you can't know God in a physical way. You have to know him through the Spirit. You have to know him heart to heart. And it's amazing how many of us are missing the Lord because we aren't knowing him that way. Look over in the 24th chapter of the book of Luke, and let me show you a post-resurrection appearance of Jesus. There were two disciples walking on the road to Emmaus, and in verse 13, Luke 24:13, it says, "Behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs, and they talked together of all these things which had happened." The things that they were talking about was the resurrection of Jesus and the women coming and saying that they had seen a vision of angels and that Jesus was resurrected from the dead. So that's what they were talking about. And it says in verse 15, "And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him." Now get this picture. These are two of the disciples of the Lord. And these were two of Jesus' close disciples. I can't say for sure that they were part of the 11, but they were certainly some of the inner circle, part of that 70 or something. Because later in the day, right after they realized who had been with them, they went back and entered into the 11 apostles. So they were friends with the apostles. These were some of the closest people that had traveled with Jesus, that had seen him for 3.5 years. And they should have recognized Jesus, but here was the resurrected Jesus walking with them, and they didn't perceive him. And I'm going to show you this from Scripture. I won't have time to go through every one. But there is not a single resurrection appearance of Jesus where the disciples recognized him. Not a one. Every single time they struggled to perceive that this was Jesus. You know why? Because they had known him after the flesh. They had known him in physical ways, but he was no longer physical. He was now spiritual. And they had never really come to know him spirit to spirit. They had only known him in physical, carnal ways. They didn't have spiritual perception. You can see this during the ministry of Jesus often. Like in the 14th chapter, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." And they said, "Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied." And he says, "Philip, have I been so long time with you and you haven't known me? If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." He wasn't talking about in the physical body. That if you had seen his physical body, you had seen the Father. But if you would have known who Jesus was, his heart, who he really was. He was God manifest in the flesh. In the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew, we see where he was transfigured. And during that period of time, what he did, in a sense, his body was like a veil that covered the true God that was on the inside. And when he was on this Mount of Transfiguration, he just for a moment pulled aside his body as he was in the presence of God. And he was worshiping heart to heart with God. And all of a sudden he radiated light. Did you know that that light was in him the whole time? That's who he really was. Jesus was God manifest in the flesh. But his physical body shielded people from seeing that. And carnal people would look on him in the physical and they knew the color of his hair, the height, and all of these things, but they didn't perceive who was really there. For instance, just for time's sake, I'm not going to turn over and read this, but you could turn over to the 13th chapter of the book of John, and you could see where John, at the Last Supper, he reclined and put his head on Jesus' chest. You know, they didn't sit at a table the way that we do with chairs. They had a very low table, and they would recline on pillows as they ate. And John just put his head over on Jesus' chest. And there was nothing wrong with that. Jesus loved his disciples. And there was such a relationship of love that John was just sitting there and being so familiar with Jesus that he just put his head over on Jesus' chest. Did you know it was the exact same Jesus that appeared to John on the Isle of Patmos in Revelation chapter 1? But in Revelation chapter 1, he was now no longer in a physical body that shielded and blinded them to who he truly was. This time when John saw him, his eyes were like flames of fire. His feet were like polished brass. They were glowing and gleaming. When he spoke, it was like the noise of many wonders. It was waters. It was like Niagara Falls. Man, when Jesus spoke, it was just booming. And all of a sudden now John fell at his feet as dead. Did you know it was the same Jesus in both places? Jesus was exactly like he was in Revelation chapter 1 in the spirit realm. But they didn't perceive anything spiritually. They were so carnal, they only perceived physical, natural things. They didn't understand who he was. They knew him after the flesh, but now they had to come to know him after the spirit. So here were these two disciples walking with Jesus on the road to Emmaus. The one who would have just caused them to rejoice, have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Man, they would have been excited. It says it was 7 miles from Jerusalem to Emmaus. That's about a 2-hour walk. Jesus walked with them at least the majority of that time, at least for an hour or two. He walked along with them. And here was the one that if they could have just perceived who was with them, they would have been just over the moon, excitement, glad, blessed, and yet they were sad. It says the reason they were sad was because they reasoned. That's a function of the mind. They were only operating out of their little peanut brain. They were only trying to figure this out intellectually. They weren't letting their heart guide them. And it says their eyes were holden. The word holden here in the Greek means to seize, to grab hold of. Their eyes were holden by the natural things. They were thinking only in the physical realm. They were trying to figure this out with their 5 senses and only on a physical, mental level. You know, I don't know if I have the right words to get this across. But you can't know God. You can't truly know another person on just a physical, intellectual sense knowledge level. And this is where so many people live. This is why we can't maintain relationships. It's why things fall apart. It's why we have prejudice, as I've already said, and so many other things. We just don't follow our heart. And yet, this is how God made us to be. The way that we are living now, the way that the average person lives now, is not the way God created man to be. He did not create you to be just a hunk of chemicals that only responds to stimuli and only goes by what you see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. There is a heart on the inside of you that God intended us to function from. Out of the heart proceed the issues of life, is what it says in Proverbs chapter 4. We are supposed to be following and functioning out of our heart. The Bible is written to your heart. It's not written to your head. And this is why so many people struggle with it, is because they look at it like a book. They're trying to understand it mentally. And they don't have the Holy Spirit to quicken and inspire them. The Bible doesn't make sense to your head, but it will touch your heart. If you would open up your heart and just allow God, the Word of God will just literally set a fire on the inside of you. It's written to your heart, not to your head. But very seldom do people operate on a spirit heart level. They are operating just in this physical natural realm. Like tonight, there are many people that are looking around this room and you say, I don't see any angels. I don't see God. You know, if all you did was go by the physical realm and if you didn't let your heart engage, you'd miss the blessings of God. You know, we've had the last few nights, we had a tremendous move where people got healed. Hundreds of people got healed. We had last night where, man, the love of God was just flowing in here. Carrie talked about the same thing happening in the youth in there. Did you know that there isn't any physical proof of that? If a person wanted to, if a person sat here and with nothing but their five senses said, you say people are being healed. I didn't see anybody healed. You had 100 people raise their hand to say that they had instant manifestations, but did we get a doctor's report? Did you prove it? Did you have them get up here and prove that? You know what? If you are just trying to perceive this by your physical senses, you'll miss this.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to make a difference by being salt and light in the world. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado. It's available in an 8-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM230 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 8th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 8th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I want to thank those of you who have become a regular monthly partner with us. Did you know you're the ones who are allowing me to take this truth around the world? We actually only have, I think it's about 9,000 partners that produce somewhere around $200,000 a month. And yet our television bill is around $500,000 a month. The rest of it goes up and down depending on how many people respond. You know what? We need more people to become partners with us. I would like to ask you that if this program is blessing you, if you could see the benefit of this touching other people, then please pray about it and then become a partner with us today.